Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, let's get right into it. So we have more NFL topics that came out late in the week. So we're going to be covering some of the news that came out on Friday. And then throughout the weekend, we just had one story really, as nothing has really happened in the NFL over the last 2 days that, you know, Saturday and Sunday came out. So let's jump right into it. We're just be starting off with some of Friday's news. First off, we had superstar right tackle Lane Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles sign a 1 year, $33 million extension. That's right, $33 million for one season. He is now on the Eagles through the 2026 season. So at least three more seasons for Lane Johnson on the Eagles. They're also giving him 30 of the 33 million fully guaranteed. So the right tackle position is going to be good for the next 2 to 3 years. So don't pretend that the Eagles offensive line is going to be not good within the next 2 years. Now, their offensive line is getting old in some parts. Jason Kelce, I'm guessing he's just running it back for one more year, and then he's probably going to retire. This may be his last season. He didn't say that, but if he was contemplating retiring this offseason, I'm guessing next offseason is probably his last year. So, talking about Lane Johnson, he hasn't allowed a sack in 2 years, which is insane. Lane Johnson is probably a top, I don't know, a probably top three right tackle of all time. Lane Johnson, I saw a crazy stat. He hasn't given up a red zone sack in, I think, over half a decade in the red zone. So Lane Johnson is an absolute beast of a human. A lot of people, I looked through some of the comments when some of this came out. People were saying, oh, why are they paying him so much money, $30 million for 1 year? It's not $30 million for 1 year. It's more of a, this is another year on the contract, and we're going to give you a pay upgrade. So don't think of it as they're giving him 1 year, $30 million. They're kind of spreading that out throughout the contract. So maybe $4 million this year. Next year is another extra $5 million. So then when you actually get to that last year, that contract, it's only about $20 million. And that's where Lane Johnson is as a player for a right tackle. Yes, that's a little bit overpaid for a right tackle. But if you're paying a guy who hasn't given up a sack in 2 years, $20 million, then that's where he should be. So don't think of it as 1 year, 33. They're going to be, you know, structuring it a little bit different. So it's not just 1 year, 33 million. They're probably going to be paying him more money throughout the contract when they have extra cap space. So if they have an extra 4 million on the cap and they don't have anybody they want to sign or anything, they might just, hey, here's the extra cap space we have that will help us down the road when we're paying some of our players big money. Next up, we had another Eagles player to talk about. We had former Pittsburgh Steelers first round pick Terrell Edmonds, brother of Tremaine Edmonds, who just signed with the Bears. So both of the brothers are going from AFC teams to NFC teams. Terrell Edmonds is joining the Eagles on a 1 year deal worth up to $5 million. So I think this is a pretty good get for the Eagles. They are getting some safety help after CJ Gardner-Johnson left to join the Lions. Obviously, he did that last week. So I think this is a pretty smart move by the Eagles. They're not paying their secondary players big money. They're kind of finding some good guys who are, you know, not superstars, but guys who are good and won't give up the big touchdown, are They're players who are bend, not break type of players. And I think that's a pretty smart deal by the Eagles. So this will add to the Eagles secondary. They pretty much brought back a lot of their players who we thought were going to leave. Now, they still did lose a lot of key pieces, and I'm still a little bit concerned, but they have some good draft picks in this draft, so I think they'll be fine. Obviously, just to go through some of the pieces they lost, I can remember a couple of them. Obviously, they lost Javon Hargrave to the Niners, C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the Lions. The linebacker, he went to, can't think of it, the Bears, T.J. Edwards, I believe his name is. They lost both their coordinators. Obviously, the offensive coordinator is the head coach in Indianapolis. The defensive coordinator is the head coach in Arizona. So they lost also some other pieces, like they lost Quez Watkins. I can't remember what team he went to. They also lost Miles Sanders. Obviously, he went to Carolina on a multi-year deal. So they've lost a good amount of players. So the Eagles, I think they'll be not as good as last year, roster-wise. But I think they'll still be pretty good. I just don't think they'll be in the consideration for a top three roster in the league. But I think they'll still be up there. Next up, we have DJ Chark joining the Carolina Panthers on a one-year deal. The compensation is still disclosed. But Chark is joining a pretty loaded skill group. Going into that pick that the Panthers got for acquiring the number one overall pick, they obviously gave up a lot. And when that trade happened, I was saying, what do they have for skill position players? Well, now they have Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, and then some other guys who are already there. So that's their wide receiver group. Their main running back is Miles Sanders, who I think Miles Sanders could be a pretty good running back. The problem is Philadelphia just never really wanted him to be in that number one role and be the bell cow running back getting most of the snaps. That's not really how Philadelphia played him. So I think that's a pretty good deal for the Panthers to get him for $6 million on year for 4 years. And obviously at the tight end position, they're doing pretty good. They have Tommy Tremble, who's a pretty good young guy with some promising aspects to his career. And they just added the Bengals tight end Hayden Hurst. So now they have a pretty good tight end duo. So Panthers, if they draft somebody in a late round, like a third or a fourth round pick for a wide receiver, all of a sudden they could be pretty loaded at the wide receiver position in the skill position in general. Last up, talking about skill position players, Baltimore Ravens are adding wide receiver Nelson Agholor to a one-year $3.25 million deal. So Agholor has kind of bounced around a lot of teams in these last couple of years. Ever since he joined the Eagles and won that Super Bowl, he just hasn't really had it. Obviously, he was on the Raiders, then he went to the Patriots, and then now he is on the Baltimore Ravens. So, pretty good deal for the Ravens. I don't know what it is about the Ravens. They just can never get that number one receiver. They had a number one. He was a pretty weak number one, in my opinion, in Marquise Brown. I think they really smartly traded him for that first round pick, and I believe it was a first and a third or something like that, to the Cardinals last offseason. But they never can get that number one receiver to put around their quarterbacks. They just could never do it. They could have good receivers, or some people consider wide receiver ones like Marquise Brown, but they're really number two on championship teams and Super Bowl teams. So the Ravens, once again, look like they're going to have another really weak receiving core next year. And then next up, probably the biggest topic out of all of them, probably the topic I was most excited to see when the notification appeared on my phone, Bobby Wagner is returning to the Seattle Seahawks on a one-year, $7 million deal with incentives. So if you've heard of Bobby Wagner, you know him from the Seattle Seahawks. The man is an 8-time Pro Bowler, 10-time Pro Bowler, multi-year Pro Bowler. He's a phenomenal player. He's an all-pro defensive piece. He's a great player. I think this is a really good get for Seattle. I'm really shocked that Bobby is going back to the Seahawks. It was like pretty much fully reported that whatever team Bobby Wagner was going to, they were like a Super Bowl contender team. They were going to be a team where they made the playoffs last year. They just are looking for a really good linebacker to shore up that defense, be the captain of the defense, and kind of make a Super Bowl push. That was kind of what was widely reported. Dallas was the number one team to get Bobby Wagner. Obviously, it just felt like a pretty good fit. But now that Bobby Wagner is returning to Seattle, kind of blown up some of those reports. Because while Seattle is a good team, they're not a team where you're, okay, we're going to be really good next year. Now, I think they have the possibility of being a better regular season team. Playoff-wise, don't know how good they are going to be. I think at the bare most, the most they could possibly do is win one playoff game. I think they're, unless if they make a crazy trade, I think the top end of this team is 11-6 in the regular season and win one playoff game and get bounced by a better team. That's like, you know, the number one seed coming off a bye. I think that's their absolute top ceiling. And then the floor, as long as injuries, if you're saying they're fully healthy, I don't know, 7-8? Or not 7-8. 8-9. 8-9, they don't make the playoffs. They just miss it by the skin of their teeth. That's probably their floor if no one gets injured and they're fully healthy. But either way, I really like this team. Bobby Wagner, I think this is a pretty good get for Seattle. For Wagner, I don't really see why this is a great fit. Now, obviously, he spent over a decade there, so I think that's a good fit. But from the reports of him wanting to play for a Super Bowl contender, that's not really where I see Seattle being. So, with Wagner being at the tail end of his career, he's 32. He's probably got two more years left on good, really good play. Last year, he was a top, I don't know, 3-5 linebacker, middle linebacker. So if this year he drops down to like the 6th or 7th best linebacker, and then the year after that he plays one more year, he's probably like the 12th best linebacker. I think that's still really, really good for Seattle. But Seattle's defense, they're making the Legion of Boom, but they're going to be a little bit worse. Obviously, their offense isn't going to be nearly as good, but they'll still be a really good team. Because if you look at their defense, they are pretty damn stacked. They don't have the big name players like a Nick Bosa or a Chris Jones or a Honey Badger. They're not stacked like that, but they got some good players. They got Tryquan Woolen. He's coming on his second year on that rookie deal. He's going to take a leap. Jamal Adams coming off a season-ending injury. He's going to be back. Now, he probably won't be good for the first half of the season, but by the second half of the season, he's going to be good. You have Bobby Wagner, top 5 middle linebacker in the game. You have Jermont Jones, one of the most underrated run-based D linemen. You have Jared Reed, very underrated. And you got some linebackers and some key defensive players who are not really talked about. This defense could be top 10 in the league next year. I think they have potential to be a top 5 defense in the league. I think the biggest X factor for that defense is Jamal Adams. If we can get Jamal Adams being a top 5 safety in the league, top 5 strong safety is his position, I think this could be a top 5 defense. So we'll see how it goes, but I really like this move for the Seahawks. Not as much for Wagner, but I really like it for the Seahawks. I think it's a pretty good deal too. $7 million for 1 year for a top 5 linebacker. Pretty damn good deal. All right. That is all I have. Hope you guys have a great week, and peace.